WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yeah, this is Broken, Not Haughty. This is Christopher Daniels. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to The Rack, and now you are too.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is click the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen to redeem your free sub. But if you don't have one and you want to subscribe the regular way, or, you know, follow the channel or just hang out and chat, then it's no problem. We're happy to have you any way we can get you. And if you're in a following mood, you can follow my channel, twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward, same as my Twitter. So I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer/co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live, The Rack, The Rack Radio Show on Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, or at Lynn's Ward on the Twitters. You can come to wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, or twitch.tv/WTLive, where you come to the chat room and do the exclamation point balls command in chat.
Chat, we've made a really smooth deal, and you're really going to like it, but we can't talk about it just yet, but we are allowed to talk about it. It's awesome and yet strange at the same time. So, like you said, do the balls command in chat and you'll figure out what it is really quick. And I'm just saying, you know, they make things, so please go look and check out and buy. Thanks!
Just use the code.
Use the code! Please use the code! Thank you!
We can tell you more Saturday.
Yeah.
Because by Saturday, everyone should have whatever is needed to talk about it. So we'll talk about it Saturday for more content.
We're trying to keep it secret, but we are terrible at keeping secrets.
No, I'm not. I was told not to talk about it till the product has arrived for people. Product has not arrived yet for people. So we cannot officially talk about it. But we can talk about it and promote it on the socials and doing commands like that. Smile, chat. Smile.
Hashtag smile. And, you know, balls command.
Balls. Just balls.
Because...
reasons.
Yeah. I think it's awesome, personally. I'm super excited about it. Not the balls, the thing. The other thing.
Not balla. Balls with an S. There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Although Bala is awesome too. Not that he knows who we are, but you know, he is awesome. Anyway, we have a lot to get into tonight. We have news, notes, with, NXT.
Not with a Z, with an S. Balls.
With an S.
It's in the title below the screen.
Ball. Although you should have made it balls.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
And we are also talking about the fallout from the 2020 WWE draft and everything that happened with that and who went where and what storylines are continuing and what aren't. So we'll fill you in on the draft on the back half of the show, but I say we don't waste any more time and we talk about the news brought to you by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Brent, you should know what balls with an S are. You have them.
Does he though? Does he?
He said it, not me.
Anyway, let's get into news presented by MBG Films. Let's mention youtube.com/MBG1211.
So we don't have any really huge major stories that, like, you know, the world is imploding kind of thing, which is awesome. We always love those weeks. So we just have a few larger note, you know, some exciting things happened this week. I'm going to start at the top because there's really nowhere else to start. And y'all, it happened. John Cena finally took that stroll down the aisle. That's right. He married his longtime girlfriend in a private ceremony either over the weekend or earlier this week. So congratulations to them.
He got married first. Man who said he would never get married again got married first. He didn't have the kid, but he got married.
I'm actually kind of curious. I really kind of do want to see her dress, but at the same time, it's like I want to respect the privacy because it's a thing.
Oh, it probably will come out at some point what the dress looks like and everything. There'll probably be a people spread of some sort if he wants to go there.
Well, people did a story on her. Her name is Shay Cena.
Because you don't have to pronounce that name.
I don't want to insult her by mispronouncing her name. She is she's an engineer. She's a very driven woman.
So the
details of the story are that they got married at an attorney's office in Tampa, Florida.
The John Cena thing. That's a John Cena move. He doesn't need all the big pop and circumstance. He just needs an attorney's office.
Very romantic. Well, I mean, given COVID and given everything that's going on, it makes complete sense that they did the whole low-key, very private ceremony. Because you can always, here's the thing about weddings. You can always have a wedding, right? You can always find a dress, book a caterer, book a location, go have yourself a wedding, right? But for the actual marriage, it's like you can just go get married. Like, there's nothing stopping anybody from going and getting married and then having the ceremony later, like the whole big shebang later. Like, and that was, I think, the thing that always bothered me about Total Divas and also really to an extent Total Bellas, especially with the whole Nikki Artem thing. And I get you want to have your dream ceremony and you only want to do it once, but in certain circumstances it's like you could just do the thing and just go get married, right? Like you just go to the courthouse and get married if you really wanted to. So, but I mean, I get they want what they want and I respect that they want what they want. But, you know, for me, it's just like, I respect that they did this, that they just went to his attorney's office. Probably they signed the paperwork, they got hitched and they're happy. And she's gorgeous, by the way. So congratulations to the happy couple.
Yeah. Congratulations. Oh, you know what he should do? Great grand gesture at WrestleMania. Wait. I mean, when you go back and watch it on the WWE Network, WrestleMania 33 is going to just look something.
Right?
It's going to be one of them moments. It'll go down in history as, wait a minute.
Awkward.
Anyway,
moving on from that, speaking of Total Bellas, Total Bellas has gotten a season debut date of November 12th.
And so you get to 9 p.m. Eastern.
At 9 p.m. Eastern, you can follow the twins as they deal with their dual pregnancy, their life problems, and their mother's brain surgery. So check that out this coming November.
So what you could do is you watch Total Bellas at 9 Eastern, right? Mm-hmm. Then you open up your computers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to twitch.tv/WCRLive and then watch us and listen to us. Because we follow them because they're on Thursdays. So watch them. And then watch us. And while you're at it, then it's Ms. and Mrs. in between. But you can DVR that and watch it later, because we're more important than that. And then you can check out a review about that later. Get it?
So many things.
Good.
All right. Moving on from that, SummerSlam has gained a major sponsor, Constellation Beer Brands. So congratulations to them.
Was it Corona and Mordello are also going to be a part of it as well?
Well, they're part of the Constellation family. Like, there's the Constellation brand, and then there's Corona Modelo, Modelo, I should say.
So, yeah, they're coming to SummerSlam. They got a beer.
Ding! Official beer of WWE. If only they had a beer drinker and a Hellraiser that could, you know, put that over.
What?
I know. Just, it's so sad. And while they might get to celebrate their new partnership in the Amway Center, they might not, because WWE has extended the deal with the Amway Center for another month at least. So the partnership continues, so we will get the Thunderdome.
Thunderdome!
For another month. So Daniel Bryan, good.
It's good. It's great. Daniel Bryan's going to be in the Thunder tomorrow on SmackDown. But what I expect to happen is them to extend the deal this month and then next month and, you know, until like January. Then when the new year rolls around, they go, where can we hold the Royal Rumble? And they figure it out from there.
I know. We could do it at Amway Center.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe by then they'll have crowds.
Well, I think it's been kind of speculated that WWE is at least not going to be traveling till next year.
They're going to start traveling in 2021. They're probably not going to full travel till 2022, which meaning Raw and SmackDown at some point will go on the road again in 2021. But they'll probably rent out the building for a weekend, a Friday to a Monday, and do a Friday SmackDown and a Monday Raw in the same location. Or very close to each other.
Yeah,
if they cannot get the same building, something really close in the same state.
Yeah, because I'm sure they're going to be operating with limited crew, so they're going to need to be able to have people that can pull essentially double duty.
And if they want to run house shows those weekends, they can, because you have the building.
I do.
So I would assume that's the plan for 2021, stuff like that. But they'll be back on the road selling tickets, they hope, by probably WrestleMania. But we'll have to see.
We will have to see. So, all right, moving on. This is the one thing that I'm, like, really stupidly excited for.
Evelise is signed with AEW.
No, not that.
But that happened, so congratulations, sir. Now let's talk about the thing Lindsay really wants to talk about.
So, for a long, long, long time, especially, and this is from, like, before the Steve Austin interview, I have always wanted them to get The Undertaker and Kane, and when he was still with us, Paul Bearer, to do like a round table or like a table for three concept or something like that, right? Where they all just sit there and they all just talk. And unfortunately, we lost Paul Bearer several years ago, and so that's not going to be a thing. But somebody, I think in conjunction with WWE Documentary Films, has gotten The Undertaker and Kane in an empty theater. It's the cutest picture I've ever seen. Where Kane's in his mayor suit, Taker's in his jeans and his t-shirt and his baseball hat. And you can tell he's wrestled relatively recently because his hair is black. Or he dyed it black specifically for this. Which is like, Mark, honey, you don't have to. Like, you don't have to. But anyway, they're sitting in this theater. They are distant 6 feet apart, but their legs are so goddamn long that they can almost touch feet. But they're sitting across from each other and they're just swapping stories. And I'm so excited for this. Because basically they're going to have them talk about it's called Brothers of Destruction, and they're going to have them talk, you know, about their careers. They're going to talk about the pairing and their relationship, in quotations, their friendship, and really kind of what makes everything special. I'm beyond excited for it. It's actually going to be shown first at the Austin Film Festival, and it's airing, I think, on October 29th, which is going to be on the final day of the festival. But don't fret, because as a part of the 30 Days of the Dead Man, which is a long month-long celebration commemorating the 30-year anniversary of The Undertaker, that's right, he gets a whole month. As he should. They're going to air it on Sunday, November 15th. So you can sit there and you can watch it. I'm so freaking excited. It's going to be a rec extra. I'm just telling you right now. It's so going to be a rec extra. It's going to be a thing. You can't see it, but there's like a big smile.
Forever linked as two of sports entertainment's most egomatic and popular superstars, Undertaker and Kane shed their on-screen personas for a historical conversation at Austin's Zack Theater as a part of WWE's 30 Years of Dead Man celebration, commemorating Undertaker's 30th anniversary in WWE. With more than three decades as one of the industry's biggest box office draws, The Undertaker's rise to stardom is forever connected to his mysterious counterpart from the dark side, Kane. Both in the ring and off-screen, Mark Calaway and Glenn Jacobs developed a deep friendship revealed in this film, Brother of Destruction, The latest presentation for the WWE Network documentaries brings the audience behind the curtain with untold stories and rare footage of this unbreakable bond.
So basically, we're going to find out exactly how much Mark Calloway loves Glenn Jacobs.
It's a 60-minute film directed by Kieran Bent, produced by Brian Decker.
I hope it's not overproduced. I hope it's just literally the two of them sitting there talking. Executive because I would very much enjoy that.
Ben Hauser and Brian Pelligato are the executive producers.
And there's nothing to slouch at Kane either, because Kane himself, just as Kane, has been in WWE for 23 years, so...
Kane as Kane.
Yeah, that's what I said, as Kane.
As Kane.
23 years, because he debuted in 97.
As Kane.
I think he's been there 25
in 95, he came in as... Evil dentist.
Isaac, so it's actually like 25-26.
Isaac Yankel.
So he has something to celebrate as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so congratulations to them. I can't wait to see it. I am beyond excited. And yeah, this is going to happen, guys. Yeah. I get a whole month of my old man, my grumpy old man. I'm so happy. Just so happy. Anyway, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
I like the fancy transitions that happen when I go from screen to screen.
He's having fun with his toys, chat.
It is. Look at the transitions.
They're very fancy.
It's fancy. Boom.
He's stepping up our streaming game. See, this is the content you subscribe for right here. Also, balls command. Please use the balls command in chat. Smack those balls, guys. Smack them.
So NXT.
NXT. Let's talk about this show, because things happened.
It opened up with a number one contenders match for the NXT tag team titles. It is the Undisputed Era. It's Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish taking on Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch.
I like their take on the champions being social distanced, yet sitting in the crowd at the same time. Where they literally had them up on a platform above the regular crowd in front of the video screen. Watching this all go down.
Well, they were scouting the competition. This was a good match.
This is a really good match. This was a really entertaining match. And we're not seeing cracks in Undisputed Era yet. But it's also weird without Adam.
Well, he was hurt. He's suffering from those broken ribs from Ridge Holland, who is on the mend after snapping his leg like a certain quarterback for the Cowboys did.
But he's on the mend too. He's feeling good.
Oh, we should have put that in the late Brent. We should have put that in there just for Brent.
Well, I mean, it's not too late.
Yeah, I mean, it is not too late, and then, you know, I might as well hit the bumper. Let's do it.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Poor Dak Prescott. Poor Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys, the quarterback, the star, the main event, suffered a, I'm going to say severely broken, because I don't know how else to describe it, ankle.
# blame Brent.
Which required emergency surgery to correct, because it was sideways. And yeah, he's on the mend. He visited his doctors. I think he put a video out either yesterday or today, and he's in good spirits. He's feeling good. He's appreciative of all the love and support that he's gotten. And he's kind of overwhelmed by it, but he's like, I'm going to take this, I'm going to run with it, and we're going to stay positive. So he's on the mend. He is out for the rest of the season, naturally.
About a 6-month recovery for him.
Yeah, but he should come back better than ever. So feel good, Dak. And also, okay, I just want to say this. It was actually technically a compound fracture is what it was. But
you gotta be specific. I mean, you know.
Gotta be specific, because it comes to a point with this. If y'all are gonna criticize Dak Prescott for crying because he broke his ankle in multiple places and probably tore things, y'all need to reassess.
The only person you should be mocking for crying is Terrell Owens for, that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
That's my quarterback.
Because, yeah, that's some pain. That is some severe, severe pain. So, yeah, leave him alone. Lay off him. Okay? Just lay off.
Staying with the injury roundup, Mackenzie Mitchell was showing pictures of Finn Balor's jaw surgery.
Do we have to see the inside of Finn Balor?
We did. That's sort of a thing that happened. Yeah. They talked to William Regal. William Regal is not ready to make a decision just yet on the NXT Championship. So there's that. So we're going to reevaluate in a few weeks to see how the surgery went. Also should have mentioned Undisputed Era, became number one contenders.
Yeah. Getting back to the actual NXT show. Also.
Well, the McKenzie thing was right after the Undisputed thing.
Yeah. But also, I just have to say, Mr. Fish, you will never hear this. God, hopefully you never hear this. Thank you for sporting the Silver Fox. We all appreciate it. Godspeed. Please keep doing it. Anyway, move on.
We had an Ember Moon video package talking about having a terrible 2019 and then sort of making her way back. She's very excited to be back, and this comeback led her to NXT, but, you know, Ember's Law will lead her to the title.
I really liked how she did this, because she brought up the draft and she's like, I should be either going to Raw or SmackDown right now. Like, that's where I should be, mm-hmm. because that's where I was. But I kind of said, I recognize that you've made a decision, but seeing as it's a stupid ass decision, I'm going to go do my own thing, including going back to NXT, where I was more dominant and owned that division. And she did bring up that she left on top.
She did.
And the fact that, you know, title shots are
earned, not given.
So, you know, yes, she was on top, and yes, you know, she is a badass, but she has to prove that she deserves to be there. Even though she knows she should be there, it's, nope, I gotta prove to EO and everybody else, this is where I belong.
Yep, good promo.
This is a very good promo.
Ashanti, the Adonis, took on Jake Atlas. Jake Atlas won with a schoolboy. You had Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza adding to the distraction for the roll-up, allowing Jake Atlas to get the win. You had Santos Escobar get involved. You had, then Isaiah Swerve got involved, and, you know, some people, you had Santos's group backing off.
We need to talk about the fanny pack choices here. No.
No?
No.
No? Not a fan?
Not a fan. Please, no to the fanny pack.
So Mackenzie Mitchell, very busy on the show, was talking to Candace and Johnny about Candace challenging Shotzi for a shot at the NXT Women's Championship at Halloween Havoc later on in the show. And then Lerae said she's the uncrowned NXT Women's Champion. And then Johnny was complaining about how Dexter's getting a North American title shot, and noted that Loomis once kidnapped a man. Once. He said once. That we
Wait,
know,
Loomis,
that
Loomis
we,
kidnapped too?
I don't think it was his first time.
No. He has the full-blown setup.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
Christy Hemme.
Yeah, that was a thing. Google it. YouTube it. It's a thing. Very creepy. Speaking of Johnny Gargano, he took on Austin Theory. Solid match.
Sorry, giant drink of water.
We also know where Austin Theory stands in the company.
Yeah.
That push is sort of, we've hit the brakes on the push for a little while.
I will say they did have a really competitive match. Like, I really enjoyed this. I mm-hmm. wouldn't mind seeing it again kind of thing. I don't know if I want to see a full-blown feud between the two.
No.
Just because of where Johnny's at right now with the character, and Austin's kind of in a transitionary period right now. So until they kind of settle him where he wants to be, I feel like just good matches between the two to showcase what they can really do is what they need.
Because
mm-hmm. they're trying to keep Johnny right there, right on the cusp of at least a North American championship and on the cusp of the NXT title. So if they have to move him into that position, which is what I feel like they're doing right now, is if they have to move Johnny into a position where he needs to compete for the NXT title in case Finn Balor has to give it up, then
he's right there.
He's right there. They're purposely not really putting him in anything right now. Like, if you notice, Tommaso Ciampa's not really in anything right now. Well, like, they're keeping all their top guys.
They're movable. Johnny's in a program, but he's movable if needed.
Yeah. Everybody can shift.
We had Raquel Gonzalez talking backstage when she was talking about Rhea Ripley, and she challenged Rhea to a match at Halloween Havoc.
I have to take issue with this.
Also, Rhea interrupted, and they start having to be pulled apart. Go ahead.
It's a good brawl. Props to the guy in the mask. You try. Raquel's like, I'm the biggest and baddest thing. And I'm like, you are neither the biggest or baddest thing, because Jazzy Gabbert exists.
Well, not in their world anymore.
Not in their world anymore, but it's like, yeah, it's like you're not necessarily the biggest, and you're definitely not the baddest, because they have badder in that company than you. No offense. Because Shayna Baszler is a thing, and Nia Jax is a thing. So, you know, it's like, Okay. All right. If you want to think that about yourself, sure. So I just had, like, that just kind of took me out of the moment. And it's such a stupid small thing, but it's like, ma'am, I'm going to have to dispute that right now, right here, because that is just not true. But it was a good brawl. It got the point across, which is she wants to fight Rhea. And Rhea is more than happy to oblige her.
Tommaso was watching his match backstage from last week against Kushida and saw Velveteen Dream interfere and called him, well, he's dead, so we know who Ciampa's going after.
Yep. Yes, we do.
Candice LeRae and Shotzi Blackheart battled for the number one contendership for the NXT Women's Championship, and the winner will get the shot at Halloween Havoc in 2 weeks. Good match.
This was really, really good. I like how Shotzi has her tank dressed up.
She's all in on this.
She's going all in on the Halloween. She's taking her flag and she's running with it.
Good match. Candice got the win. Good stuff.
So let's see how she does.
We had Killian and Drake backstage, and Drake was trying to put over merch and swag, and Dane was not happy with his look on the merch. And Drake wants their team to be the Furry and the Fury.
No.
And they also have a tag match later in the show. So, we'll get to that. We had, in the ring, Robert Stone and Aaliyah, and out came, looking like a rock star, the NXT return of Toni Storm. She looked good.
She looked really good. It was so nice to see her. It's like, yes.
Like the full-on entrance she has, it's a rock star entrance. It's what you need.
And I mean, Aaliyah did a good job, but Toni was meant to look like the rock star that she is, and she absolutely did.
Mackenzie Mitchell, as mentioned, busy. Talks to William Regal. Regal said he was not happy about the finish, but whatever happened. And Candice will get her shot at Halloween Havoc. Also at Halloween Havoc, Raquel Gonzalez will take on Rhea Ripley. Xia Li and Boa walked up and Lee demanded that she have a match at Halloween Havoc. And he said, I'll take it under consideration, but I need it. I need it. That's what she pleaded. So we'll take it under a big consideration. We had the Fury and the Furry. Or the Furry and the Fury. Yeah, the Furry and the Fury. Killian Dane and Drake Maverick taking on Imperium. Imperium got the win.
This is a really good match.
Then Ever-Rise came out to taunt Drake, and then Killian Dane beat them up. Dane said, I'm the only one allowed to beat up.
Aww, he loves him.
He loves his little buddy, which is good.
Made me so happy.
Next week, it'll be Breezango and Undisputed Era for the tag titles. Looking forward to that. And then it's your main event, Damian Priest, Dexter Lumis, NXT North American Championship.
This was fun.
It was a good match until Cameron Grimes showed up.
Cameron, honey. What are you doing? You ridiculous swamp reject. What are you doing? Can you not? All right, can you just stop? Like, the two of them, one for sure will murder you because it's what he does in his spare time, aside from drink Bloody Marys in the sun. So, you know, I appreciate your ballsiness. By the way, use the balls command in chat. But no, honey, no. Please, stop. Damien will kill you and so will Dexter. And Dexter will probably laugh. Okay? So just, no.
So Damien retained the title because of Cameron Grimes' interference. And then Grimes tried to attack Damien. Damien took him out. Johnny came out and took out Damien with a chair. William Regal came out, who mentioned that the two of them will have, like, the Gargano's have matches coming up at Halloween Havoc. And then he introduced, and there's going to be a stipulation that brought out Shotzi Blackheart, who announced at the Halloween Havoc the Gargano's matches, Gargano versus Damian Priest for the title and Candice versus Io for the title. We decided by the spin the wheel, make the deal. More WCW tradition. Or Raw Roulette, if you want to go that far.
I think it was the actual Raw Roulette wheel, but I really like this. I liked how they presented Shotzi, like they're going all in with it. And it's just, it's fun. And to top it all off is Johnny Gargano hates wheels.
All right, we're listening to this. Here, listen, chat. Listen to this.
Slurey, Johnny Gargano, congratulations. You're both heading to Halloween Havoc, but you just found out mere moments ago that a wheel will determine the stipulation of your matches.
You said the wrong thing.
What are we doing here? Spin the wheel, what is that? What? Is that what is happening? What is going on? Spin the wheel? I hate wheels. There's one thing about Johnny Gargano everyone in the world knows. Everyone around the world knows Johnny Gargano can't stand wheels. What are they good for?
Okay.
What are they good for?
Well, it's round. Our car has wheels.
Great. Yeah, great. We drive in a little car and it has wheels. Who cares, okay? Who cares? I think a car could work without wheels, but we're not going to get into that theory right now.
Boat, then.
It's not a boat. It's not on water. But Halloween Havoc, you got Io Shirai. I got Damian Priest. And I yelled it time and time again. Destiny.
Yes.
Destiny from the treetops. It is our destiny. We have champions in the same. I need you to match my energy. Match my energy. I'm dealing with wheels.
I think you need to go sit.
Why are people surprising me? What? No, I don't need to sit down. I've been sitting down for like the last 5 minutes.
Thank you.
I'm up now,
and I'm
ready to go. I'm ready to rip.
I'm ready for Halloween Havoc.
You know what it is? It's BS.
Well, it is BS.
It's BS.
It's BS.
Mackenzie?
Yep.
Oh, you're leaving. Oh, you're back? You're back. This is a professional interview.
Nobody walked
out. Yeah, let me ask you a question. How was your day?
It was great.
No one cares. No one cares how your day was, Mackenzie. But I will say this. I will say it loud, and I will say it proud. Not from the treetops this time. Destiny is on its way. Halloween Havoc, spin the wheel, make a deal, whatever the heck that is. Destiny. I'm going to whisper it into the camera. Destiny. Destiny. But it's a camera. Destiny is on the way. Johnny and Candace out.
God bless Candace Surrey for putting up with that.
She's just rolling her eyes in the background of that. It was fantastic.
She's like, God damn it, I can't take him anywhere. I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry. He came this way. But yeah, this was, overall, this was a really good show. This was really entertaining. I enjoyed this immensely. And yeah, we're rolling forward to Halloween Havoc. Also, William Regal looked good. Uncle William looking good.
Yeah.
So, good to have him back too. Even though I know he's been back. But it always makes me happy to see Uncle William. Because it's like, yay! Oh, did we talk about the hot translator?
No. I mentioned the thing, but...
I don't know who the translator is, but Io Shirai. Quality hire.
I'm sorry, Xia Li.
I don't know why. Okay, so I don't know why.
She did that last night, too, when watching it. She thought it was Io. It's Xia Li.
Good hire, Xia Li. Good hire.
I think it's Bella.
I think it's Bella, but good quality. Quality hire. Thank you very much.
Yes, it's Bella.
It's Boa. Okay. All right. Makes sense. But yeah, I'm liking the pairing together, even though I got them confused because I don't know why. It was just this badass chick that just walks in and I was like, oh, it's Io. And they did her hair different. I was like, wait, no, that's not Io.
Ready to go to break.
I am ready to go to break. So when we come back, we are going to be talking all about the WWE draft and how NXT was not drafted. It was just Raw and SmackDown this time. So we're going to let you know who went where and who did what. And yeah. We'll be talking about it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night
main event.
CB Radio, Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rap Radio Show. Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
And welcome back to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. You have a quick second and a Prime Gaming sub available. Well, you can just click the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and subscribe for free for 30 days. 30 days, guys. And well, if you don't have a Twitch Prime or Prime Gaming, whatever the hell it's called now, sub available, you can subscribe for free for the or subscribe the regular way. I know how to do this plug. I just can't do it right now. Follow the channel, hang out and chat,
hey,
whatever you want to do.
Hey, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also subscribe the regular way by hitting that purple rectangular button too. So I think it's 20% off this month because reason. That's how you do it. Really fast. What? She's not saying anything now.
We also have a command in chat. Do the balls command in chat. Tweet of the week.
Tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. Courage, JD!
Courage, JD.
I'm going to play Among Us all day, and there's nothing you can do about it. Okay, Dr. Lubo, I will literally fight you. Courage JD, I would pick you up and throw you like a javelin and set a new track record. New York Post, killer whales orchestrating revenge attacks on boats off Spain.
Wait, what?
Killer whales orchestrating revenge attacks on boats off Spain. That's the headline.
How do they?
Just.
Okay.
Just wait for it. Adam Ricard, fine, I'll do it. Don't you mean orchestrated?
Really? Really?
I mean, shame on the New York Post for missing that pun.
Yeah,
like,
shame.
Shame.
But but the headline itself is, wait, what?
Well, they are very smart critters. They can do that.
I like how they're orchestrating, because you're inside the mind of the killer sharks.
Whales.
Whales.
They're
whatever,
whales.
Whatever. You're inside the mind.
Kind of like a helicopter is a plane.
Yes. They're all, both sea creatures and both flying objects.
But they're not the same thing.
They do the same thing.
Not really, no.
They fly, they both fly and they both swim. Shut up.
One's a mammal.
Just go. We'll keep going.
Anyway, Caliverse. When Dr. Lupo kills in front of you and you have to cover for him to your friend Darkness429,
I was stressed lying. Haha. Watch what happens. Digi puts the clip out. Darkness429 responds, what did you do? Good lord, that's such a strong dad voice that I have. It's like I just found you pooping on the carpet. My bad. And Dr. Lupo replies, it was me who pooped on the carpet, Tim.
Ew.
Lupo. Steve Martin, I have just discovered Etsy. Goodbye. Marcel, 1v9 imposter win greater than sex. I mean, depending on the sex, yeah, I could see that. Trevor May, I missed the Fortnite black hole because it was the 1 year anniversary this week. Johnny Gargano, I hate wheels. Metro Entertainment tweeted out, exclusive WWE star Sami Zayn gives his British Bake Off predictions and opens up his desire to appear on Celebrity Bake Off. And then above it is a picture that says, British Bake Off followed you, which is from Sami Zayn's Twitter feed. And he just responds, are we doing this thing?
Please.
To which we all say, yes.
Please.
Do it. That's all I have.
Ninja. Just caught Courage JD in Pokemon Go. Super easy. Just offered Chipotle. Courage's response was, oh, come on now.
Did you see where Courage tweeted Chipotle and said his card had expired?
Yep.
And they needed to send him a new one? And they were like, we got you, fam.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know you made it win.
Well, they're still one of the sponsors, but yeah. Meet in the Kimes. Ben Roethlisberger is the Ben Simmons of the NFL this year. Big old point guard who doesn't really take deep shots. Ouch, because that's true. Sean Rossap. LeBron James finally answers the question, is he as good as John Sally and Robert Horry? Robert Horry. I can speak. I mean, because they both all have the same amount of championships. Andrew Siciliano. Lakers will be the first champions to leave Disney World. Facts. BT Sports had an interview with Wade Barrett, and he had some comments. I used to bully him, kick the hell out of him, pour cans of beans over him. He'd be in the corner crying, begging for mercy. As a man, he knows I can destroy him anytime. He knows I can batter him. He's talking about Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre, stay behind your desk, Grandpa. Your stand-in has a better chance than you do. Damn.
They need to not flirt with each other publicly. It's just rude.
Kayla Braxton, I was in the grocery store today and almost dropped my avocados, but I somehow juggled them and caught them. Looked up and saw a woman nodding at me and she shot me a thumbs up. I took two steps, ran into a bin, and dropped the avocados. Her response? I saw nothing. What a gal. Not SportsCenter. The NFL made some broadcast changes with the updated schedule. You'll like this one. Falcons games will be replaced by a blank screen. The Cowboys,
I mean, they should be, but, you know.
The Cowboys will air on a high school football channel. Jets games will air on Comedy Central. And all other NFC East games will air at 4 a.m. so no one is exposed to them.
By the way, nothing but respect to Dan Quinn and Dimitrioff as they move on to their new homes. Thank you for your service, but also bravo to the Falcons for making the move and all the changes that they're making right now currently in the team. And if, you know, y'all want to throw the rest of the season to get the number one draft pick, I think we'd all be fine with that. Just saying.
Lana tweets, I ate raw eggs today and threw up twice in my mouth and swallowed it. Hashtag Lana crush. Hashtag Lana number one. Asuka, I ate raw eggs today and threw up three times in my mouth and swallowed it three times.
Ew.
Tweet of the week.
All right, let's talk about it. The WWE draft.
The WWE draft took place over two nights because, you know, it's just a bit too big for just one night. Anyway, so let's go through SmackDown, right?
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown and Raw were the first night had a draft. So Raw chose Drew McIntyre. SmackDown got Roman Reigns. Raw got Asuka. So far, no changes. Seth Rollins went to SmackDown. Big change.
Huge change.
First time ever. He's leaving the Raw brand. He's been a Raw exclusive since the beginning.
Because I think when they initially did the draft, wasn't he champion?
No. In 2016, he was not the champion.
Oh, it was Brock.
No.
Who's the champion in 2016?
Dean Ambrose. He was the champion. He was the WWE champion at that point. Was there an Undisputed title then? Or a Universal title then?
There was a Universal title then because they then had to create...
They had to create the Universal title for Raw because Dean went to SmackDown.
Yeah.
So Dean
because
was
they had just, like, debuted the new belt, like, the year before or something like that. Like, the new belt was still relatively new when they did the original draft, and
then they got Dean the red would... they got the red strap for
yeah, Universal. And everybody was like, "Oh my god, I like it so much better with the red strap."
So yeah, so Dean was either the number one pick or the number two pick. I think Seth may have been the number one pick going to Raw. Dean was number two going to SmackDown, or it was, yeah, that's how it went, because Raw had the first pick. It was Raw, SmackDown, same draft order. Anyway, because Steph took Rollins, Shane took Dean. Roman was taken like a few rounds later, but he was suspended at that point.
In quotations.
No. He was. That was the substance error. Remember when he dropped the belt?
Oh, right.
And Dean got the belt? Yep, that happened. All right. Raw got hurt business. It's in round one. Round two featured AJ Styles going to Raw. So there's a big switch there. Sasha stays on SmackDown. Naomi goes to Raw. Bianca goes to SmackDown. Then the internet went, ooh, Sasha versus Bianca.
Yes. Give it to me.
And the tag champs of the women's division, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, went to Raw. Raw drafted Ricochet. SmackDown drafted Jey Uso. Mandy, who was just traded to Raw, stays on Raw, while the Mysterios go to SmackDown. So Seth Rollins cut a promo on SmackDown saying, ah, done with the Mysterios, and I'm just a shame. I can't see their family break apart.
I mean, you could if you watch the show every week.
I mean, you could, but that lasted a half hour, 45 minutes. And Miz and Morrison went to Monday Night Raw, so there you go. So it appears Dominic and Ray are a tag team, whenever Ray's healthy. So round number four. This is where things got interesting. We crowned new tag team champions. Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, as they came back to SmackDown. And then they were immediately drafted to Raw. And they went, what about E? Say E's name. What happened to E? Stephanie goes, SmackDown drafts Big E. And the breakup of the New Day happened.
Okay, I want to stop you right there because I want to talk about this. One, why? Why did you do this? There was, like, zero need to do this. You didn't do it when Kofi became champion. Why are you doing it for E? Like, all you do is you have Kofi and Xavier go off and do their thing, whatever they're going to do, and you have E go off and do his thing, and then when you need to bring them back together, you can bring them back together. And I get, yes, you can bring them back together here. It's a little bit more tricky because they're on two separate shows. But why would you break our hearts like this? Like, it's the New Day. You just don't break up the New Day.
They get their finale, their final match together on SmackDown tomorrow night.
Actually, technically, I guess they're not broken up. They're just split up.
Yeah.
So they could still, I guess, be the group, but I don't know. Why? Just why? Why?
It's weird. I understand.
I don't like it.
I don't like it, but I understand it. I understand that if they're going to take E in a serious direction, I think that may be the thing.
But you took Kofi in a serious direction. Like, that's the thing.
But no, you didn't. I know you made him champion, and that was a big to-do. I mean, serious gimmick. Like, no joking around.
But
it's weird. I know. You didn't have to
split him. I
feel like
you have to keep some of E's sense of humor, because if you just make him straight serious, then he's just...
I need five.
Entertaining.
He just needs five.
Yeah. So it's like, you need to let him have a personality, and part of that joking is that he mocks people. It's not that he's kidding or joking around. He's mocking people. And that's what makes it really good. And it's like, you can let him do what he was doing. Just let him be him. But he's just on his own versus not with a New Day. I don't know. I was not a fan of this, as you can tell. I did not like this at all, the fact that they broke up the New Day. Like, this was so sad. It's like, how could y'all do this? Especially with Xavier just coming back.
And Kofi just coming back. No one ever knew what happened to Kofi. I think he just took time off.
I think he just went home to be with his kids and his wife during COVID, because it was kind of one of those things, if I don't have to be there, I'm not going to be there. And I feel like a lot of the top stars got the opportunity to go home and be home for a while, and they took their chance.
He took a couple months off.
Because it's like, you can heal up, you can rest up, you can spend time with family, recharge your batteries, be ready to go. And after WrestleMania, there was really no need for a lot of people to be there. So it was like, y'all want to go home, go home. And that's what they did. And that's what a lot of people did. And now it's like, we're back in the Thunderdome.
No. Thunderdome.
We're bringing back crowds. So they're calling the roster back to work. Because they now have a need for the roster again. But yeah, I think Kofi just took time off. But yeah, this was Woods' big return to the ring after, what, over a year? Or a year? With an ACL tear? Because he had the same thing that Ember had.
Achilles,
thank you. So it's like, y'all gonna do this like this? Really? Really?
Should clarify now, they're no longer the SmackDown tag champs. They're the Raw tag champs.
We ranted about this on Monday, but I just want to say this again. Just trading the titles with people makes no sense.
It was stupid. Anyway, it was just stupid. All right, continuing round four, Dana Brooke went to Raw, so she moved from SmackDown to Raw 2 weeks ago. She stays on Raw. Mr. Money in the Bank, Otis, stays on SmackDown. Angel Garza goes to Monday Night Raw. That's round four. Round five, announced on Talking Smack, Humberto Carrillo goes to Raw. Murphy comes to SmackDown. So we just transferred the Raw storyline to SmackDown. At least we'll get the conclusion to the story. So the New Day was not the only tag team broken up. As announced on Talking Smack, while they were together, Tucker is going to Raw. They had a sad moment. I feel bad for Tucker because he's just going to get lost.
I really hope they do something with Tucker. I feel bad for him because they were a tag team. They did really well in NXT. They got called up as a tag team. And then Otis just shined. And he just really flourished where they put them. And he got everybody's attention. And he kind of became this darling and of like the fans, and he got over, and Tucker very quickly got shuffled off away from Otis, especially when they started doing the Mandy storyline, where it was just Otis and Mandy, and Tucker was very much in the background or just not present. And you kind of forgot that they were a tag team because Otis was on his own so much, and it makes sense why they did the split, because they were really almost virtually split anyway. Like, suddenly, I think within the last like 6 weeks, they remembered, oh, hey, that's right. They're a tag team, aren't they? Yeah, they should be together. We should have them together. And then they split them. So I feel really, really bad for Tucker. Like, it's not any fault of Otis's. It just happened, right? Like, they just gave Otis this moment to shine, and he absolutely did. And then Vince and everybody kind of fell in love with him, and it was just to the moon from there, right? So I hope they do something with Tucker. I really do.
We'll see. Kalisto is no longer part of the Lucha House Party as he moves to stays on SmackDown. They have moved to Raw, which we'll get to in a second. And Drew Gulak heads to Monday Night Raw. He had a nice message for his boy, Daniel Bryan.
His student.
Mm-hmm.
That's another pairing that I'm really sad got split up due to COVID and babies. No, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Brie had the baby, and so Daniel has been off taking paternity leave, which he should absolutely be taking, and spending time with his new son and enjoying time with his family and helping Brie with that. And he's 100% doing the right thing, but it's just really sad that that pairing had to suffer because all that happened. But, you know, it's like priorities, right? Family first, everything else second for Brian. So 100% respect it.
As announced on the Twitter video before Raw, Grand Metal League and Lince Dorado move to Raw. Shorty G stays on SmackDown.
Jack Gable.
Shorty G.
His name is Chad Gable.
I'm reading the thing on WWE.com. It says Shorty G.
It's wrong.
I don't think.
His name is Chad Gable.
Shorty G.
Needs to be fixed.
It says Shorty G.
It's stupid.
Yes, but it's Shorty G.
It's stupid. It needs to be fixed.
Round number one for Raw. They select... Actually, you say who they selected. This was an easy setup. She doesn't remember.
Drew McIntyre?
No, on Monday. They selected the first pick. The first pick on Monday was...
Not Bray Wyatt.
It was the Fiend Bray Wyatt.
I just know he was there. I don't know.
He was the first pick. It was an easy setup. She dropped the ball on that one, chat.
I don't remember the draft order. I'm sorry. I couldn't even tell you what the who got drafted to SmackDown on SmackDown because
reasons.
Not sober. So, like, and you know what's been going on this week. So, yeah, brain not working.
So, the Bray Wyatt's on Raw now.
Yeah. Thank you, WWE, for doing this. Thank you so much. I'm so happy. Number one, because it gets him away from Roman, which absolutely needs to happen because the Fiend and the Funhouse and everything is not going to be able to shine as much because Roman's back. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they are full send committed to making Roman the number one heel on SmackDown. And Bray got knocked out of that position and he really has nowhere to go. And the Fiend and Bray are going to continue to suffer under Roman. On Raw, the Fiend can thrive. He can kind of run roughshod over the roster. And with somebody else by his side, they can really just sort of own that brand. Because while Drew McIntyre is wonderful, Drew McIntyre is not as imposing as Roman Reigns. And is not, I think, going to get that solidified number one position like Roman Reigns. So I think the Fiend can very quickly work his way back up to the top. Also, there's that whole Randy Orton situation that, you know, they're now together. So that's just saying. And there's issues there.
Chat, you remember Randy Orton was a member of the Wyatt family.
He was never a member of the Wyatt family. He lied.
But he was officially a member.
No, he wasn't.
I bet I go to Wikipedia.
He was Bray's side piece.
I bet Wikipedia will say he's a member.
Wikipedia lies.
No, Wikipedia is the answer to everything.
It is, but it can lie.
Does it?
Yes.
Does it?
It says that Tim the Tatman's wife is Ninja.
I mean, that's not inaccurate, though.
Actually, technically, Tim's wife should be Courage, but...
Or Nick at this point.
Nick, yeah, it's actually closer to Nick, but...
You're half-mats.
Wikipedia lies. But yeah, no, this is a good move. I'm very happy about this for a number of reasons. Mainly, I get to see him live now every week, and I don't have to rush home from dinner with my family on Fridays, partially drunk, to see Bray Wyatt. Even though it's recorded, and even though I can watch it at any point, I want to see him on Friday nights. And usually when he's on TV, I'm eating dinner. So it's a little, or I'm hanging out with my family. So it's a little tricky to see him in that case. So now every week I get to see my boo-boo and I'm so happy.
Round number one continues with SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley staying on SmackDown.
No shock.
Randy stays on Raw. The then Raw Tag Team Champions, the Street Profits, go to SmackDown, then out the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. And the Queen, Charlotte Flair, stays on Monday Night Raw.
Which means she'd get rank comeback. If they drafted her, if they made it a point to draft her, which I find it interesting that they did, because you almost could have had this, like, bidding war for Charlotte, where she makes the decision of where she wants to go. Queens don't get drafted. Queens choose.
Round number two saw Braun Strowman head to Monday Night Raw.
Interesting.
Braun Strowman challenges for the Universal Championship tomorrow night on SmackDown.
He's not gonna win.
He's not winning.
This is another smart choice to get Braun, like, basically to get all these big guys away from Roman. Same thing with AJ. Get them all away from Roman so they can all thrive on Raw and they can kind of carry and support Raw, and then Roman can carry SmackDown with Seth.
Daniel Bryan, go ahead.
Which is going to be interesting because they're both heels.
Daniel Bryan goes to SmackDown. And no, we do not need to see the Shield reunion or any sort of alliance between Seth and Roman. Doesn't need to be a thing.
Okay, so here's my thing. Here's my thing with this. I would love to see Roman play Seth. I would love to see Roman sort of lead Seth into that false sense of security and make Seth think that, oh, I've got Roman. I've got that. I've got him in my back pocket. You know, he's not going to do anything to me, and that title is mine for the taking, and I'm going to bamboozle him, and I'm going to trick him just like I've always been able to do. And then out of nowhere, wham, and Roman just takes Seth out. I would love to see that. Very similar to the Bayley-Sasha situation where Roman almost uses Seth to his advantage.
SmackDown gets Daniel Bryan. Raw gets the bro. Matt Riddle. Kevin Owens gets to go to SmackDown. Jeff Hardy comes to Raw. Round number three. Go ahead.
Can we talk about Kevin Owens real quick?
Sure.
I'm really sad Kevin Owens went to SmackDown. I want my goddamn Bray Wyatt Kevin Owens feud.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna get it. I'm so sad. Like, what the hell, guys? You teased me with that, and now we don't get it? Crap. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Continue.
Raw got drafted. Retribution.
Why would you draft them?
Because they have contracts.
But why would you draft them?
I don't know. Why would you bring Lars Sullivan back?
I don't know.
He's on SmackDown.
He can stay there.
Go away. Keith Lee stays on Raw. King Corbin stays on SmackDown. And Little Miss Bliss stays with her Fiend on Raw.
And oh boy, did they make an impact.
They did. Listen to the Raw post show to hear more about that. Elias came to Raw.
After returning, he's back.
Intercontinental Champion Sami Zayn stays on SmackDown. Lacey Evans goes to Raw. Shinsuke Nakamura and Cesaro stay on SmackDown. Raw. Raw gets Sheamus.
Which is a nice move.
Nikki Cross comes to Raw, so the Alexa Bliss-Nikki Cross feud is not
reached over yet.
It's not even a feud, but their relationship continues. Ziggler and Rude go back to SmackDown. R-Truth stays on Raw. Apollo Crews gets away from the Hurt Business.
Yay!
And Dabba...
Yeah, I think they realized everybody had maybe had enough.
Dabba Kato comes officially out of the Underground to Raw. Titus, Raw. Carmella, SmackDown. Peyton Royce, Raw. Aleister Black, SmackDown. Akira Tozawa, Raw.
Did they say where Billy Kay's going?
Lana is going to Raw. SmackDown gets Natalya. Riddick Moss goes to Raw. The Riot Squad goes to SmackDown. Arturo Ruiz goes to Raw. Those are the official draft picks. I believe Peyton Royce is now a member of SmackDown. Zelina is a part of SmackDown. Mickey James and Andrade are the only two free agents available right now. Both are out with injuries. Andrade is having elective surgery. So boob job.
He's not getting a boob job.
I mean, you never know.
But yeah. I mean, overall, this was a good draft. I feel like there were a lot of moves made that will benefit Raw, especially to make the show more exciting, to make the show more interesting, because I think that's what it desperately needs right now. But in terms of the storylines, it feels like they just sort of moved people and flipped-flopped the storyline. So now the Seth Rey stuff is going to be on SmackDown. The Bray-Alexa stuff is going to be on Raw. They didn't do a ton to mix up the storylines and start fresh stuff, which is smart, but it's also not as interesting because it's like, oh, well, you know, Seth and Rey or Seth and Dominic get split up. That's never resolved, so you can go back to that later if you need to, where... especially as Dominic gains more experience, he can kind of work his way back up to getting to Seth. And Seth, he can kind of chase Seth.
Raw got more upper mid-carders. They got AJ, they got Sheamus, they got Bray on that side. So, and they got Elias who can be in that role, Jeff Hardy in that role. It's, they have more talent for a three-hour show. They're not lacking star power. For all Jeff's troubles and all of Jeff's issues, Jeff Hardy is a star.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something Raw needed. It was another star to fill out one of the hours on Raw. Because when it comes to Raw on a three-hour show, you always need someone like Jeff to kick off your first hour or your second hour or even your third hour, or if you need to main event your show. So a guy like Jeff, who will always get a reaction from a crowd, is a good thing. Matt Riddle coming over, that he'll work in there as well. So you brought some of the SmackDown mid-carder over to fill out Monday Night Raw, which they needed. SmackDown? SmackDown's in a situation where it has Seth Rollins. It has Big E now on his own as single stars. You still don't have enough challengers for Roman yet, but you can make challengers for Roman going forward. And you never know what Roman is being cooked up for if you smell it at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they're very slowly having Roman work his way up the family food chain, as it were, to sort of entice a certain bull from coming out of retirement to maybe put him in his place. But there was a mass exodus of talent off of SmackDown to Raw. Like I said, I think partially to get a lot of those top heels away from Roman, so they can thrive and Roman can thrive. But also it gives challengers to Drew, because Drew was in a very similar situation where he had sort of run out of challengers. The feud with Randy Orton had run its course. You need people to kind of come after him, and you have Braun, you have Bray. You could slot AJ in that position if you need to, although I think he's technically babyface right now. You could do Hardy if you needed to. Like, you have challengers set up for Drew if you need them.
On the women's side, it became very clear that SmackDown is going to become the Sasha Bailey show, which it's been, but it's more evident. You have Bianca Belair, who will flat out dominate on SmackDown.
God, I hope so.
Let me repeat that. She will dominate because one, she is awesome. Two, she is the crossover sports star you need.
Yep.
For Fox. You can send her, no offense to Sasha or Bailey, but you can send Bianca Belair to the Fox studios and she looks like a legitimate sports athlete. No, they did not.
No, they didn't. They're still together. They're still technically all together. Yeah, because she was like a track star or something, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Among many other things that she did at University of Tennessee. So yeah, you can send her out for the football games. You can send her out for the baseball games. You can send her to Fox. And I really want to see her versus Sasha. Like, I've been waiting ever since she's turned up in NXT. It's like, oh, I need her versus Sasha. Because that'll be a good feud.
Bianca and Bailey will be really good too.
Yeah. But Bianca's not going to take Sasha's crap.
Nope. So it's very clear where they're headed. They have SmackDown has the Mysterios, so you have the young superstar in Dominic trying to come up the ranks. You have Rey Mysterio, the veteran, on SmackDown. So you got enough talent where it's like you can see where SmackDown will run short at some point, but that's why they have an NXT.
Yeah.
But also you have Raw. Raw is a more stacked show, and Raw won't struggle to keep people's interest for 3 hours because you have a variety of different talents and different stars in the men's and women's division. SmackDown also has Otis, so you have the contract will be looming for a while. Raw got Miz and Morrison, two veterans of the ring, and while they're in a tag team, in a pinch, either one can main event your show.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Same thing with Hardy. Hardy can easily main event the show if he needs to. Like, yeah, that's the thing. I think, like I said, I feel like this draft was designed to lift Raw.
Oh, yeah, because Raw ratings are down big time.
And so it's like they need to find ways to make Raw interesting because we come on the air every week and we talk about it. And more often than not, Raw is not as interesting as it could be. And that's simply because they're sort of at the end of the rope in terms of the storylines that they could do based on the talent that they have. Like, one of the things that has hit WWE really hard is that the talent are taking some well-deserved breaks. A lot of people, like we said earlier, went home to spend time with their families, to recharge, to heal up, whatever. So you did not have the top stars necessarily available to you. Like even Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt's significant other had a baby, so he was gone for about 6 weeks after WrestleMania to be on paternal leave and also help her, and then COVID. So it's kind of one of those things where the product as a whole has suffered because people are gone. And now people are back, and because they have those options available to them, they're going to set themselves up for hopefully success on both Raw and SmackDown. I also feel like they're maybe going to utilize SmackDown as a way to sort of build people like they have in the past, where they don't need as many people because it's a 2-hour show, but they can build some really big stars if they want to because they have a smaller roster versus Raw, who needs more people because it is a 3-hour show. It's a 3-hour tour.
So many people have questioned, why did they not draft anyone from NXT? There's a simple answer to that. Retribution. Sans Mustafa Ali, they brought up they had 5. They brought up 4 NXT talents. They also brought up Keith Lee. So that's 5.
Yes, Ash.
That's 5 talents they brought up in the last 6 weeks from NXT. You can't gut NXT more than taking 5 to 6 talents from the brand and think you'll thrive. So they brought up the NXT people.
And also Finn Balor just broke his jaw during the draft.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that happened too.
So you can't necessarily pull people from NXT because that's going to screw NXT. But they don't need to. Like you said, it's like Retribution is there. They have, in terms of the roster, they have too many new people, or they have too many people coming back off of injury that they need to reestablish and settle in to have to worry about a bunch of new folks coming up from NXT and doing the same thing. It's easier to take the talent that you have that's coming back, build them, push them, and let NXT do its thing for a while, because they've just now gotten that roster back to full strength based on the last really big pull that the draft did. So don't touch NXT, just leave it alone. But why would you draft Retribution officially? Like, the whole contract thing, I could understand, because at that time, Ronda Graham was still going on, and there was a theory that Retribution was working for somebody else, which clearly they were. And it was somebody who obviously wanted to mess with Monday Night Raw, or mess with WWE as a whole. Somebody who maybe wanted to take over, like, say, a Shane McMahon, who wanted to come in and take over his sister and his brother-in-law's empire. Well, now Shane is gone. The Underground is gone. I think, officially, the Underground is over. And so that's not a thing anymore. So you just have Retribution with Mustafa Ali, which was a great call to put him in a leadership position. I can't wait to see what he does, which he was conspicuously not on TV this week. Kind of interesting choice. But I don't feel like they should be draftable. Like, the whole contracts thing is, like, I wouldn't have had them bring up the contracts either.
Yeah, the whole storyline's messed up to begin with, but it is what it is at this point with them.
I know, but it's like, you could have just said, you know, well, we have, it doesn't matter, you know, what we have or why we're, you know, how we got here. We're here and this is what we want, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's the way that they could have done the whole contract thing is WWE kind of makes Retribution sort of bend to their will a little bit. Where it's like, if you want to be here, if you want to do this, and this would be a great place to utilize, like, Hunter, you will sign these. And that's how they get those contracts. But because it happened off screen, it's just like, they just offered them a deal. And it's like, wait, these people are messing up everything and you're going to offer them a deal and pay them to do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And then the whole just them being draftable. No, they shouldn't be draftable. If anything, they should be free agents who just happen to stay on Raw all the time. But they should be the free agents, which makes them more of a threat because then they could technically turn up anywhere. Because did Mustafa get drafted?
Yep, as a part of Retribution.
Okay.
But, you know, they're not threats and they're just going to be talent. And I feel bad for the people who have weird names that are going to have to be repackaged in a year.
Yeah.
Because T-Bar and Slapjack are not going to be made long-standing names for people. Mia Yim's going to need her name back at some point when this angle fails. Sad to say it, but that's...
Yeah, Mia Yim especially is kind of one of those where it's like T-Bar, okay, maybe you can get away with that. Slapjack, no. Please, no, not Slapjack. It's too close to Slapnuts and or Flapjack, and then we don't want pancakes from there. So, you know, yeah, I just... They're trying a thing. I respect that they're trying a thing, but I think at this point it's like, okay, all right, let's see what it does and see how it rolls, and we'll just get through it together as a family. I mean, I don't know. That's all I got on that one.
So, I guess it's safe to say Raw had the better draft.
Yeah, Raw had a much stronger draft than SmackDown, but Raw generally does.
So, I think that's our show.
I think that is our show, so you have stuff to plug.
First thing to plug is do the balls command in chat. Saturday night, midnight-ish. CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio returns 10 p.m. Eastern to preview Hell in a Cell. But wait, there's more. The return of all-time greatest. It's back. Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show. 11 p.m. Eastern. You can check out the Rack Extra Reviews. All the video games are up. Madden, WWE Battlegrounds, NBA, PGA Tour. They're all available. The Rack Extra Reviews, the WWE Encyclopedia, the new edition. All available. RackRadioShow.com. We'll be back live next Thursday to preview
Hell in a Cell.
To Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you have that Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code ROCKANDSOCK in the Fortnite item shop and the Epic Game Store. Hashtag ad, because hashtag Epic Partner. Fortnite with Friends coming up in a moment, if we can get everyone together. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow Lindsay on Twitter and Twitch at LindsWord, LINSWIRD.
I was muted! Sorry! You can also follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/LindsWord, same as the Twitters. Use the balls command in chat! Use it, guys, and use the code that's associated with it. We can't talk about what it's with yet. No, Ash, we just said Fortnite with Friends in here in a minute.
He asked that before I said it.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I just saw it. But yes, use the balls command. Use the code associated with it, because hashtag ad, because we're very excited about this. It's pretty smooth.
We'll talk more about it on CB Radio officially. The official the soft launch happens Saturday on CB Radio. Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Yes, please.
Tell your friends. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com. Everybody sit tight, because we're going to go gather up the squad, and we are going to do Fortnite. So till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.